Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA. Joining us in just a moment.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Is it possible that we could see a Trade Promotion Authority deal done yet this month? Maybe, according to Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says it's possible that both the House and the Senate might consider their versions of TPA by the 1st of June.
We're getting a whole lot closer, and it's to our surprise, but we're very, very pleased to be surprised by this activity. You know, we have both the Senate Finance Committee and the House Ways and Means Committee that passed their version of TPA. They ended up being bills that we can support. We now need to push them on to both the floor of the House and the Senate, get this thing done, get it to the President before Memorial Day recess. If we can do that, then I think that we will definitely have the opportunity to finish up the Trans-Pacific Partnership and now start looking at some new deals.
Easier to get it done in the Senate or the House at this point?
I actually think it's probably easier in the Senate. When you look at the overall vote, it was much more bipartisan than it was on the House side. And I think that we'll see that on the floor. And to be honest with you, I do think that there's a couple of members of Congress that would like to see the Senate go first. It kind of gives them some cover, too. So our urging of leadership is to allow the Senate to vote first, vote as quickly as possible, and then send it to the House.
Now, in the U.S. House, on the Republican side of the aisle, some concerns about giving this president TPA.
Oh, boy, we have had a lot of conversations about that same fact, because we get a lot of that, too. Why would we ever want to support giving this president any sort of power whatsoever? But when you look at trade and the overall interaction that we have had with this administration, trade is a very positive area. Working both with U.S. Trade Representative and USDA, we have had some great opportunities to move the trade agenda forward. They are very supportive of TPA. And you have to remember that TPA is not just the president. Congress does have involvement here. The U.S. Trade Representative has involvement here, and the industry has involvement here. So there are a lot of opportunities to see what he's doing and to engage. And not to mention, it's not just about this president, but it's about future presidents, too.
It would be, what, for a 5-year or 7-year period? What's the normal period for this legislation?
Yeah, looking at 5 years, so we would definitely be well into the next administration. And we just want every opportunity possible to get out there and talk about opening new markets or reopening closed markets. That's so important for us, because trade, as we know it right now, is worth about $350 per marketed head. And with Trade Promotion Authority and some of these new agreements, that's only going to continue to go up.
And Colin Woodall says that if we get TPA concluded here successfully, giving the president that authorization, that gives us a really good shot at wrapping up the Trans-Pacific deal, which could be huge for all of agriculture, including the U.S. beef cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.